And Yud Gimel Amud Beis, top. Dorash Meremer, Hani Yisuraisa de Sura, Nesachim Bohu. Afal Gav de Agdon, Le Minyon Abi Alma Hu de Agdon. Rashi, Yisuraisa de Sura, Chavilei Konim, Shoyu Osim Nimkor Beshuk. They had bundles of reeds that they sold, Umochin Osim Minyon, and they tied them together just to have a certain number that they sold. But they never kept them together like that to dry them up. So the whole gzeira of using bundles, not using bundles for schach, didn't apply to them. Mesachim bohem, the ein bohem mishum gzeiras otzer, the chol yimos hashana lefi she'ein derech latznian ba'ogdam. It's not the derech to leave them in bundles and to dry them. So therefore, ela leminyana bi'alma agdinu ad she'imkru. They're only tied up till they're sold, in order to keep them separate in numbered batches. And you always open them up if you want to dry them out. And therefore, if you specifically put them on the sukkah, the shem schach, you don't have to undo them first. There's no gzeira of otzer because these things are never dried, and there's no gzeira over here. Okay, Omer of Abba, Hani Tzrife de Urvini, Kivin Shehutra Roshe Ma'adonim Sholahem Ksherim. So Rashi learned Tzrife de Urvini is Kamin Kuch Ogul Kikova, Venechboim Besochu Tzaide Ophos. When people try to catch birds, so they have to hide. So they make this little tzrif, this little, like a beehive, made out of Aravos, which they hide inside of that. So it's tied at the top and at the bottom together. The Urvini osri me'anfei aravos, made from aravos. The godlin also mitachtov, piv rochov, ulamala koshin roshi ha'metzorim bechevel kesher echad. So it comes to a point at the top and it's wide at the bottom. And they tie on the top one knot to keep the ends, that end of the aravos together. It's like a trap, a net that they make for what's it called to catch little fish. It's tied at one end. It's like a beehive. But it's not mamish woven up. It's tied at one end and it's looped around with a string at the other end. So the chora over here, so the Rashi learns it's not really a bundle of sticks. It's mamish like a little house. And still the gzeira applies since it's made of more than one thing. It's made of 25 things at least, the way we learned before. Other Rishonim learned that that wouldn't be aser mishum gzeira because b'chlal, people don't dry that out or whatever. It's not a bundle. It's a contraption. So the Ritva learns is talking about what's it called aravos, that ataka they bind together and they tie it both ends. But we'll see in 1 second why that's not the gzera doesn't apply to that. So the Gemara says kivin shehutu roshi madonim shlem ksherim. If you undo the knot at the top, it's okay. Right? Rashi says roshi madonim kesher ho'elyom, the top knot. You undo it, then it's not considered a bundle. Madonim kmo hiskasher madonos kiyoma. Okay, it means a top knot. Gemara says v'haginim itatoy. The ma'aser are still connected and tied at the bottom. Right, there's still a string that goes around them at the bottom. Amra papa d'shari lahu. You undo the knot of that string, but you don't take it out. Seinachanami, they're still connected, but it's kosher. Rav Huna b'reidah of Yeshua fi'ilu teimid lo shari lahu. Right, you don't have to undo the bottom. Call eged she'enu osi l'taltel alo shvei eged. Since you can't carry it like that, a bundle is only considered a bundle if you can carry it the way that it is. But over here, it's so loosely connected that if you try to carry it, the things will fall apart. That's the way Rashi seems to learn. Other Rishonim learn that it won't fall apart, but it's not made to carry it like that. And therefore, only a bundle that's made to carry is where they made the gzeira, not something that you can't carry the way that it is. Mitatoy, letzad piv shukalua, lemaisa, in the bottom, it's still connected, with a this string that weaves around it. The shari lehu mati rashi achut shukalua bo veno tzorek lafki akliya. You untie the knot. You don't have to actually take out the woven part because it's not really connected anymore. Sheinu osi latalt loka gonzesh she mishehiter kesher elyon. Even if you don't undo the bottom knot, but you undo the top one, the things are just going to fall straight out. Right? Im atum etautlo, if you carry it, unitik me'elam, it's going to fall apart by itself. She'en lo ela piv kalua kemin gedil lechos anasorim. The aravas aren't tied together. There's just a string around them that, what's it called, that's tied, that weaves in and out of the aravas. So it's, since there's no knot at the top, they're all going to fall out if you try to carry it. So that's not called a bundle. Omrav Abba or Meshmuel Yirako Shomru Chachon Adam Yotze Bohen Yidei Chovasa Batesach Medinas Atuma the Ein Chotz Mifnei Atuma. The Yirakos that you Yotze Morer with on Pesach, they're Yirakos that are very thin, the leaves, and they dry up very fast. So the halacha is that they're Mevias Atuma, right? Because Lamaisa they can make an Ohel, they can have a Tefach. And if you have a tefach of them and tuma underneath it, so it brings tuma from one side of the leaf to the other side. The ein cho, but it's not considered a chatzitza. Normally an ohel is chotzeitz mifnei atuma, and it's mevias atuma. It has a maila and a chesar. Right? Its maila is that the tuma, if there's a tefach between the tuma and the ohel, so it stops at the top of the ohel and spreads to the side. Doesn't go through the ohel. It's chotzeitz b'fnei atuma, but if there's not a tefach or it doesn't have a din of an oil, the tumah just goes straight up. So, and if it's something that's not chotzeitz b'fnei atuma, then it's not medius atuma either. It doesn't have a din of an oil. Here, the chumra, it has a din of an ohel and it brings tumah from one side to the other, but lekula doesn't have a din of chotzeitz b'fnei atuma. The reason is because what's it called? Since it's going to dry up and it's very thin. The Rabbanan were choshish, even when it has a tefach, that it's considered like it doesn't have a tefach. See Rashi. Yirako shomru chachom bepes, l'sharim yotze ben yidei morer, chazeres v'ulshin v'shar chevroseihem, those five minim, dakoseh, the very thin leaves. Hilkach ein chotz mifnei atuma, imsichach bohem gad. If you made a, what's it called, a gag out of them, they are not chotzeitz mifnei atuma, the tuma goes straight through them. Umid the Rabbanan who? Really, minat Torah, it's a god. It's what's it called? It's chotzeitz. But the Rabbanan were gozer that since it's going to dry up and it's not going to be an ohel for too long, we're afraid that if we let it be chotzeitz now, you'll think it's be chotzeitz later too. The gozer of Eishlo Yisumachalim lachotz with neatuma duma samchi olay lechiav shinami, because we're afraid that you'll be somechan even when it dries up. Miu ba'odim lachim chotzim midaraisa. Min ha-Torah it is chotzim bifnei atuma. Just the Rabbanim were machmer to make it considered as if it's not a chatzitza. Mishum de lo makabli tuma, de lab maichal odim minu. Something that's makabel tuma is not chotzim bifnei atuma. The tuma goes straight through it. But something that's not makabel tuma and it's a tefach is chotzim bifnei atuma. So these have the criteria to be chotzim. Because they're not makabel tumah, they're not considered. The leaves are not meichel adam. The chiyav she ain chotzit sin chatzitza can mefarish nafarchi v'nofli. Okay, and when they dry up, for sure there's no they're not chotzit even min haTorah. But when they don't dry up, they're not chotzit mid the rabbanan. Min haTorah they are chotzit. The rabbanan were machmer not to consider it a chatzitza v'fnei atumah. Uposlim b'sukkah mishum avir, and they're considered like air in the sukkah. Because we look at them as if they're dried up. So some learn that that's a derabanan. It's a gzeira. Because we're afraid that if you get used to using this as schach, you'll use it even when it dries up, and then it won't be enough schach. The Rambam learns that since these things don't last, so either they're not considered schach at all, they're bottled completely, or they're not roy for a sukkah for 7 days, and you need schach that's roy for 7 days. This is not schach that's roy for 7 days. My time, even the chiyav she parchi the nothli, command less nayudam. Since when they dry up, they're going to fall down, and there's just going to be air there. So either the rabbanan were gozer that even before they dry up, you can't use it as schach, you have to consider it like air, Or, since they're going to dry up and they can't possibly last for 7 days, it's pasul min haTorah. Because a sukkah that's not roy for 7 days is pasul. Umeviyin esatuma, back to Rashi, ba'odim lachim. As long as they're wet and fresh, and what's it called, and have a tefach, they're mevi esatuma. The chol kamad lo yavshi oel hum edoraisa. It's an oel min haTorah. So the rabbanim there weren't makel. That shouldn't be mevi esatuma. It's mevi esatuma. It brings tuma from one side to the other. Uposlim besukah mishum avir, kashir sha'avir posulba. It has the same dimensions as avir. These things are considered like air. And air passes a sukkah in three tvachim. Tehainu b'shlosha tvachim. Kedamrin lekamon v'pirkim. Like we'll learn later, that a space in the sukkah, right, that divides the sukkah, if it's three tvachim, passes a sukkah. Avir b'shlosha. V'lom esharin lehu l'tzol kashir shar schach posel. Right? And we don't consider it like schach posel, we consider it mamish like air. Because schach posel is only posel with arba tvachim. Or from the side, arba amos, because of dofen akuma. The ochel haroy lekabel tumahu uschach poselu. Eino nitzol ela bi arba tvachim beemtza the arba amos minatzat. Lechora, we should consider this schach posel, right? It's mekabel tuma. Ela ki aver dainin lechumra v'shlosha. We're done it as aver. We consider it doesn't exist. If it doesn't exist, then it doesn't have a din of schach posel. It's a din of aver, and it's posel shlosha tvachim, whether on the side or in the middle. Okay. V'omar Rav Abba Omar Rav Huna habotzer legas ein lo yados. The din of yad is that the stalks of food are not makabel tumah from themselves, but since they are mishamish the food, right? You need them as a yad to hold on to it to get to the food or whatever. It serves the food, so midrabanan it's bottled to the food and it's makabel tumah also. Those are called yados atumah. The things that are connected to something that's food, that in itself is not food, and it serves the food part, so then what's it called? The part that's not food is also makabel tumah. That's a yad. So a person who is who collects grapes, the vines of the grape are not yados because you don't want them there. You don't want those vines to remain by the grapes because since you're making wine, you don't want those things to get mixed in and absorb some of the wine. Rabbi Nasha bar Goda Omar Rav Huna, hakotzel l'schach ein lo yados. Same thing if you harvest straw for the sake of schach, also the yados. You don't want the, what's it called, the tvua, because it's not kosher for schach. You'd rather not have the food part, you just want the straw. So you don't want the straw to be connected to the food. Mandomer kotzer koshkein botzer. The one who said that when you harvest is not considered yados. Surely when you gather the vines for making wine, it's not considered. In other words, there's less reason why you would want the vines connected to the grapes than you would want the straw connected to the grain. Why? Delo nichale, delo nimtzayu lechamre. It's surely clear that you don't want the vines connected to the grapes when you're making wine. Right? And therefore, if you don't want the straw connected to the grain because of schach, surely you don't want the vines connected to the grapes. So if you hold that kotzer l'schach is not yados, kol shekein botzer is not yados. But man de'omer botzer shein lo yados, aval kotzer yesh lo yados. But the one who says specifically that gathering the vines for wine it doesn't have yados, he could hold that when you harvest for schach, it does have yados. Why? The nichele glasachet behu ki hechid levadron. If the food is less than the straw, you want the food to stay there. It doesn't passel the schach, and it holds it together, that it won't scatter around. So the shail over here, we'll see between Rashi and Tosfos, what won't scatter around. You want to do it because l'maisa, since the food doesn't pass the schach, you'd like to have the food. And since it's connected to the kash, it won't scatter. Or no, since the straw has food at the end, it's heavier, and it won't scatter in the wind when you have it on the top of the sukkah. See Rashi. Habotzer legas, habotzer anovim lidrochoson. You harvest grapes in order to make them into wine. Ein lohem yados. Lahavi ha'etz tumala ochel, right? The the eitz is not considered a yad, that if tumah touches the vines, which are not normally mekabel tumah, then the food becomes tummy. L'fisha eino tzorich lebeis achiza. You don't need that to hold on to. You don't want those vines there. V'lo nicha lebohem. V'chi yisrabo yodos l'tumah ba'orva rotov, honi mele b'yad atzricha o b'kli o b'ochel. A yad is maybe tumah on the kli or the ochel when you need the yad. You have a part of a kli that you need to hold the kli. So even though it's not a kli itself, it brings tumah to the kli. Same thing with ochel. That's where you need it there. But if you don't want it there, it's not considered a yad. Hakotzer l'schach ein hakasher mevim tumah la'ochel. The straw doesn't bring tumah to the ochel because you don't want the ochel on the straw. You don't want them to connect it. You don't want the food and the schach because food is not kosher for schach. And if you have too much food, it'll passel the whole thing. The ilav de psolis merubo lov have a passel le sukkah. If there wouldn't be more straw than food, it would passel the whole sukkah. So you don't want the food there. So man di omer kotzer le schach in lo yodos kosh kein botzer le gas. De lo nicha le bahanich yodos. Right, the one who said that even where you harvest for the sake of schach, it's what's it called? Not a yad. Kol shekein, where you harvest for the sake of wine, it's not a yad. You want the grapes connected to the vines much less than you would want the food connected to the straw. Right? And namshi l'chamri. The reason you don't want the grapes connected to the vines when you're making wine is because motzetzus is a yayin, mafsidos, because it absorbs some of the wine, ruins your wine. But by the case of the schach, there it could be that you do want the food to remain. Since the straw is more than the food, so it's not passeling the schach, and there's a mile of having the food connected, so Rashi says, because you want to hold on to the, what's it called, the food. You don't want it to what's it called, be disconnected, because if it's disconnected, you'll lose it, and it'll go to waste. So this way you want it to remain connected, so eventually you could take it off and use it. Tosus learns that you want it connected for the sake of the kashim, that what's it called, that they should stay on the sukkah, because now it has weight. It's heavier if it has the food connected to it. It doesn't. It's just plain straw. It'll be blown off by the wind. So Moses says, "Name of the Rabbi Nashe Bar Gada Tanoihi." Let's say what Rabbi Nashe said. What's it called? That where is Rabbi Nashe? Right. Okay. That by the schach is what's it called, is also no yad. Let's say that's a machlokas tanoi. What's a machlokas tanoi? The Tanya. Sochei te'enim, ubehem te'enim. You have the things that connect the te'enim to the tree, figs, and the te'enim are connected to them. Parchilim ben anovim. You have vines, clusters, the wood part, and there are grapes connected. Kashin ubehem shibolim. You have straw, and you have the tvua connected to it, mechabdos uben tamarim, or you have the wood part of the date palm, and there's dates connected to them. Kulon im psolis meruba ala ochlin ksheira, v'imlav psula. So with gabi schach, if there's more of the psolis than the food, then it's kosher for schach, because the food is bottled. And if there's not, there's more food, the food is makabel tuma, and it's possible. Okay? Cheirim omrim, ad shiu koshim merubim al hayodos vi al ha'ochlin. Right? You need not just more of the psoles than the food, but you don't count the part that is directly connected to the food either. It has to be that the part of straw that's farther away is more than the food plus the part that's directly connected to it, because there's a din of yad. So what do you see? It's machlokes tanoim, whether what's it called, these things are considered yados or not. Okay. My lab b'hokim iflgei, the mar sover yesh len yados, the mar sover ein len yados. that when you harvest for the sake of schach, right, the acherim hold that there is a din of yad, and the Tanakama holds there is no din of yad. So what Rav Nashia said is a machlokas tanoi, right? Gemara says, Rav Abba vari tanoi. Rav Abba who holds that what's it called, that kotzer l'schach could be, is what's it called, right, the boatzer, right. Abba holds that only boatzer is what's it called, ein lo yad. But he would hold by schach that there would be what's it called, a din of yados. Because you want the food to stay together. But only by boatzer, there is no yad. So according to Rav Abba, it's a vare, machlokas tanoim. Because he holds that it would have to be that the ones who hold that it is not a yad, the Tanakama doesn't hold like him. He has to hold like Acheri. Right? That's clear. Okay. But the Rav Menashe Bargada Milema Tanoihi, let's say the Rav Menashe is also dependent on this Machlokas Tanoihi, right? He holds that it is good, there is no Yados, that only works out according to the Tanakama. But not according to Acherim. Acherim would not be like Rav Menashe. Someone says, no. Omer l'chor Rav Menashe, the kulei amei savri akotzel l'schach ein lo yados. Everybody really holds meikar adin. There's no yad when you cut for schach. Aye, Acherim says there is. Right? When is he talking about? You originally cut them down for food. And then everybody holds his yad. Okay, but then you change your mind and you decided to use it for schach, right? So the Gemara says, "Yikotzim achila matamayu derabbanan," right? And if with the rabban, why would the rabbanan hold the inyad? They only have to mevatel. You only have to have. You have to have more kash and what's it called yados than the food. The yados are not considered part of the food, right? So why do they would they hold it's not considered part of the food? If you were kotzer for the sake of food, for sure there's a din of yados. Since you changed your mind afterwards and you had in mind for schach, then it's bottle the din of yados, and acherim hold it's not bottle, that's a machlokas, whether since you changed your mind, does it now become nadiyad? Or no, since l'chatchila, when you harvested it, you did it for the sake of food, it remains a yad. Right? Bottle machshavto. Right, it's not true. We'll see on Sunday the kasha on this. But in any case, I think what I want to say that the case of this brisa is talking where you originally harvested it for the sake of food, and therefore it definitely has a yad. It should be a yad according to everybody. But then you change your mind, and you're going to use it for schach. So the Rabbanan holds, since you changed your mind, the din of yad is batal. And for Acherim holds, even though you changed your mind, it's not batal. That's what the Gemara thinks now. On that, Sunday we're going to ask Akasha then. Okay. Gemara says, name of the Rav Menashe, the Omer Kotzer, ein lo yados tanoi. Let's say the Rav Menashe said that if you're Kotzer l'schach, there's no din of yados, is a machlokas tanoim. Because l'chora, Acherim holds, there is a din of yados by Kotzer l'schach. So cheteinim, anfeteinim, the branches where the figs are connected to them. Parchilim is moros, is the vines that the grapes are connected. Mechabdos anfeidekel, the mechabdos are the branches where the dates are connected. Ksherim l'schach, they're all kosher l'schach, al hayados, kedei beis yad, somach l'ochel. The yad is not the whole straw, it's the part closest to the food that you can hold on to, next to the food. Afu tzorich bittel. So the acherim hold, it's not enough to have what's it called, more straw than food. More branch than food. You need more branch than food plus the yad. Because the yad is also considered possible for schach. Because it's mekabel tumma. Shigam hu mekabel tumma. Zmer says, L'Rab Abba d'omer botzerein lo yados aval kotzer yeshlo. According to Rab Abba, who says that botzer does not have yado. But kotzer does, it surely is machlokas tanoim. Because l'maisa, there's a rabbanon who hold that it's not a yad. Vare tanoi, al korchim mi boi lemeimer ano da amri kacherim. He has to hold like kacherim, that there is a yad. The amri yeshlo. The ilu tanakama, lo mesukim kavosei. The tanakama can't hold like him, because the tanakama holds there is no yad, even if you take it for the sake of schach. The homer ain lo. The iba kotzer l'achila, and if it's going to say it's talking where he originally was kotzer for the sake of food, then nimlach v'sichuk, and then you change your mind, koshkein l'havi l'meimer yeshlo. Right? Because he holds it always has a din of yad, even if you did it for schach. Koshkein if you did it for food and change your mind. So the Tanakama can't hold like Rababa. The ka'amar ain lo. Hilkach lo mesuk mek Rababa. Rababa can only hold like acherim. Can't hold like the Tanakama. But El Rabbi Nasha, who holds domer kotzer l'schach ein lo, Rabbi Nasha holds that there is no yad when you kotzer l'schach, so then he would be very good according to the Tanakama, but acherim would be a problem. So is it a machlokas tanoim, or maybe not? Maybe the case over here is different than Rabbi Nasha's case. Mi midche klok, mi milse ketanoi, ulameim rano amri ketanakama v'acherim pligi. Will Rabbi Nasha be forced to say that he only holds like the Tanakama and not like acherim? Or maybe not. We could say the Mishnah is talking over there where you originally harvested it for food, and then everybody holds it has a din of a yad, and that explains acherim, that it's a yad, even though Rabbi Nasha says it's normally not a yad. That's if you harvest it for the sake of schach. But if you harvest it l'chatchila for the sake of food, it has a yad. The nimlach v'sachik, and then you change your mind and you want to use it for schach. Mishum hachi amri acherim the yeshul yodas. That's why Acherim says, since l'chatchila you have in mind food, changing your mind doesn't help. And the Tanakam holds it does help. So everybody holds like Menashe, that if you do it l'chatchila for schach, it doesn't have yados. The Mishnah over here is talking where you didn't do it l'schach l'chatchila. The question is, now that you change your mind for schach, does that help or not? Avol b'kotzer l'schach Acherim modu, nomi deino. But if you be kotzer l'schach l'chatchila, even the acherim would be maskim that it has, that it has no yados. It's only because you did it lechatchila that acherim hold that it has a din of yad. And therefore everybody could hold like Rabbi Nasha. The Gemara says that can't be the case, because changing your mind according to no one would help. You can't just change your mind and now it's not makabel tumah. Something is makabel tumah, even if you change your mind about it, it's still makabel tumah. Okay, that's what we'll see on Sunday.